Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Deuteronomy. The entire book of Deuteronomy is essentially an address from Moses, a farewell address to the people he's led out of Egypt in lo 40 years. He doesn't go to the promised land, but he is getting the people ready to enter. He reminds the people of God's mighty acts, warns them of temptations that they will face as they enter a new land, and pleads to them for loyalty to God and love of God. And our text speaks of the blessings of the land. Now, we could hear these words and kind of put them on the shelf as something that was said to a people long ago in a far distant land, in a far distant context. But we could also listen to them for God's word to us today as a people aware of the goodness of the earth. So hear now this reading from Deuteronomy 8, verses 7 through 11. I'm reading from the New International Version. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines, fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving to you this day. In light of that scripture, hear now a reading contemplating creation that Barb Fry will share with us.
Contemplating Creation by Richard Rohr. Creation spirituality has its origins in Hebrew scriptures such as Psalms 104 and 108. It is spirituality that is rooted, first of all, in nature, in experience, and in the world as it is. This rich Hebrew spirituality formed the mind and the heart of Jesus of Nazareth. Maybe we don't feel the impact of that until we realize how many people think religion has to do with ideas and concepts and formulas from books. That's how we were trained for years. We went away not into a world of nature and silence and primal relationships, but into a world of books. Well, that's not biblical spirituality, and that's not where religion begins. It begins in observing what is. Paul says, "Ever since the creation of the world, the invisible essence of God has his everlasting power have been clearly seen by the mind's understanding of created things." It's from Romans chapter 1, verse 20. We know God through the things that God has made. The first foundation of any true religious seeing is, quite simply, learning how to see and what is. Contemplation is meeting reality in its most simple and direct form, unjudged, unexplained, and uncontrolled. If we don't know how to love what's right in front of us, then we don't know how to see what is. So we must start with a stone. We move from the stone to the plant world and learn how to appreciate growing things and see God in them. In all of the natural world, we see the vestigia dei, which means the fingerprints and footprints of God. Perhaps once we can see God in plants and animals, we might learn to see God in our neighbors. And then we might learn to love the world. And then, when all of that loving has taken place, when all of that seeing has happened, when such people come to me and tell me they love Jesus, I'll believe it. They're capable of loving Jesus. The soul is prepared. The soul is freed. And it's learned how to see and how to receive and how to move in and how to move out of itself. Such individuals might well understand how to love God.
And now I've asked Marge if she would share, through our Zoom, words from Chief Seattle.
Teach your children what we have taught our children, that the earth is our mother. Whatever befalls the earth befalls the sons and daughters of the earth. If men spit upon the ground, they spit upon themselves. This we know. The earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth. This we know. All things are connected. Whatever befalls the earth befalls the sons and daughters of the earth. We did not weave the web of life. We are merely a strand in it. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. Chief Seattle.